Was Elias and Konyana saying on Twitter, I guess the country's intelligence services have gone to sleep. What's happening in the Western Cape regarding taxi conflicts? Well, let's go to the Western Cape now. More soldiers are joining the SA Police Service in Cape Town to put an end to the ongoing taxi wars. And this week, tens of thousands of workers have been left stranded after that taxi violence really, really seemed to reach a crescendo. We saw numerous businesses in Cape Town being forced to close, and since 2018, there has been this deadly battle that's been raging between the Cape Amalgamated Taxi Association and the Congress of Democratic Taxi Associations, which belongs to Santaco. At least 80 people have been killed in these taxi-related shootings. So what's happening at the moment? What's the current picture? Kaylin Palm, EWN reporter in Cape Town, looking at that for us. Kaylin, good afternoon to you. Where are we today, and what's been said by the politicians and by the taxi associations?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So we just heard from Maker Member for Safety and Security, JP Smith, that most ranks in Cape Town are quiet and it's calm. He indicated that law enforcement officers are doing searches at ranks as well as on the road. Yesterday as well as today, they have also indicated that there's been no incidents over the past 48 hours. And the Premier and the Police Commissioner yesterday in a media briefing indicated that officers are on the ground doing operations and they've been assigned to various hotspots. We know that the SANDF is also working with SAPS and they are also busy doing operations.
So are we seeing boots on the ground, soldiers being evident then around taxi ranks? What exactly are they doing?
So they are assisting police with the operations. I haven't seen it yet, but Wendy has indicated that they are working with SAPS and other law enforcement agencies. The situation is a bit calm today, but police has indicated yesterday that they've made some arrests with regards to people from the Kodeka and Carter associations. 13 people have been arrested for illegal firearms. They've seen the 14 firearms for ballistic tests. And obviously from there, they'll be able to see whether there is a link to the murders.
Kaylin, thank you very much. Kaylin Palm, EWN reporter. And the situation really getting out of hand. The Transport MEC, Dalen Mitchell, saying that they are now pursuing the legal route by warning operators through a gazette that certain routes will be suspended, other operators will be brought in to run them unless the situation is resolved urgently. Over 80 people have been killed. Commuters are worried. They're worried that their employers are going to sack them if they skip work, if they're being, you know, unsympathetic employers, which is really worrying indeed. And if you're in Cape Town, if you're affected, if you're one of the commuters, please send me a WhatsApp voice note or tweet me at Mandy Wiener. Let me know how it's impacting you.